So I wanted to talk a bit about this EatX conference that I just came from before we move to the second part of the show with my next guest, and that's going to be really a lot of fun. I was invited. I'm not sure how I got invited, but I was glad that I was invited, and it was an amazing event. You know, there's a lot of things going on at the UN this week and here in New York City, especially after that little explosion we had earlier in the week. Security is all over the place. We've got the NYPD everywhere, and they're doing a great job. And the whole area around the UN is all fenced off, and they're really careful about who they let pass through, and there were big security lines, and I had my pass, and it was very exciting to be a part of everything that's going on there, all these experts and luminaries and wonderful people doing great things. And I was really looking forward to this conference. Now, it was put on by the EAT Foundation, and you can find out more about them at the EATforum.org. I believe it's a Nordic organization, and there were a number of different representatives from Stockholm and the Netherlands. Actually, there were people from all over the place. There was a speaker from London. And we heard a number of very passionate speakers talking about extreme poverty. Some of the speakers got very choked up, acknowledging how many children die in their mother's arms. One said 5,000 in the morning, 5,000 in the afternoon, and 5,000 in the evening every day. And the UN has some ambitious goals of eliminating extreme poverty and hunger by 2030. And they were lauding themselves by meeting their goal of reducing it in half by 2015, and they said that they did achieve that goal in 2012. And I kept wanting to hear about animal agriculture, and I never did. Now, they did acknowledge that we have tremendous food waste all over the world, especially in urban environments, and this conference was focusing on urban environments. And so they talked a lot about the waste and a little bit about what's being done about it. Not much about the solutions, just they touched on what the issues are. And there was a discussion about food deserts and people having access to food and the problems that were related to that. I really loved, after we heard about six speakers, we moved to a panel. And Karen Washington from the Rise and Root Farm in the Bronx here in New York, I think was the best speaker, who offered the most compelling information. And she talked about how a lot of areas in the Bronx are called food deserts, where people don't have access to healthy food. They just have access to unhealthy fast food. And she said, she made us all say the word food desert. And then she said, I never want you to use that word again. It's not food desert. It's food apartheid. And she was talking about how the access to food is related to race and culture and poverty, and we need to do a lot more to solve these problems, that talking about food is not enough. We need to integrate and talk about so much more in order to solve this problem of extreme hunger and extreme poverty. Okay, and all of that was great, and everybody was very passionate. I was annoyed a number of times. One woman, I believe it was Dr. Unhild A. Stordalen. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm sure I'm not. But she was a lovely speaker. And then she mentioned that old proverb, which I'm probably going to not get exactly, the one about give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and he'll have food for a lifetime. And I thought, that's an outdated proverb, okay? Our oceans today are toxic. The fish are dying. So many species are gone. Sustainable fishing is an oxymoron. And anyone who's read Jonathan Balcombe's wonderful book, What a Fish Knows, knows that there's a lot of intelligent life in the ocean. And we need to have a great deal more respect for that. So teaching a man to fish is not the way to feed this world for a lifetime. And the other thing, another panelist who was a businessman, a CEO of the Royal DSM Netherlands and co-chair of the Sun Business Network Advisory Group, was talking about one of their projects, which was to create clean milk. He was talking about feeding cows a certain kind of enzyme so that it would reduce and practically eliminate, he said, their greenhouse gas emissions. And I had chills when I heard it, because to me, the only clean milk is plant milk, not milk from animals. And there's so many things that are wrong with animal milk. Even if cows didn't emit greenhouse gases, there are so many things wrong with exploiting non-human animals and taking their milk from them. And we're going to talk a little bit more about milk in a little while. But I just wanted to touch on those things that occurred at the EatX conference. And what was really frustrating was I was sitting politely in my seat and taking notes and burning up and getting ready to ask a question. And we ran over. And so nobody got to ask any questions. Did they do that on purpose? Did they not want to hear our thoughts from the conference? I don't know. But I think it was a bit frustrating that here we were, and they were talking about how we needed to create a food revolution, how we really need to disrupt our food system to make dramatic change. And never did they say that we need to start with a plant-based diet.